time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Got in a fight.
Tell me the story, man. What's up with the fight?
I was on my way to go do some blow, and the person I was with did not want to go, but I lived with him, and they had the keys, so I was like, give me the keys, and I got him, and then they were flipped out, and I left and did blow, just exactly why.
So where did they find you?
At a bar the next night.
So you were sitting at the bar, and they just walked in?
Yep, I was having a drink, three cops walked in, and were like, blah, 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 and I was like, yeah, that's me.
They find any drugs on you?
No.
You did them all, didn't you?
Yep. Every single one.
Oh my God.
Everyone.
So proud. So proud. I hope that guy is not telling his own story in court. Well, officer, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The fight was all about all the illegal drugs I wanted to do.
Yeah, but he didn't get arrested for the drugs. He got arrested for the fight.
Yeah, I guess good on him.
Well, when you do all the drugs, then there's no evidence.
I think if we just wait long enough, this guy will be back with his drug charges. You know, well, only time.
Maybe he's going to be in this next clip.
Ooh.
Let's find out.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Trying to close out my case this morning. It's about taking a vehicle and driving up Second Avenue, driving the wrong way. Huh. But, you know, stuff happens.
So wait, you drove the wrong way down a one-way downtown?
They need to fix the streets, man. One-ways look like two-ways all the time.
So it's the street's fault. I mean, it wasn't you.
No, man, I was completely sober.
So when they pulled you over, did you think about running or do anything? Like, what did you say?
I got pulled over by a lady cop, and she was kind of hot, and I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? I mean, she was tall, you know, little ponytail, whatever, black hair, big ass, you know, so.
So you were trying to go home with an officer that night?
I mean, handcuffs, you know, I mean, I'm down.
He's trying to get arrested.
Did he do that on purpose? Like, oh, there she is.
Lil Wayne sounds a lot whiter than I thought he would. He's
doing a butt on the latest drop. Stop by a lady cop.
What you doing at the courthouse?
So, I went over to the casino, and my girl at the time was, like, freaking out because I told her I was leaving. So, she's grabbing on me and stuff like that. And I did not do this, but a guy in the parking lot said that I elbowed her.
Oh, they're making a scene?
Yeah. So, I was running from, like, six other warrants.
Oh, no!
Yeah. So, he arrested me for that. Then they charged me with all sorts of stuff and the assault also.
Oh, my God. So, dude, how are you walking around with six warrants at one time?
It's a lot easier than you think it would be.
Really? You just dodge the cops? Like,
I mean, when you're skeeved out on drugs anyways, you're kind of got the eye for it anyhow.
Okay.
You know?
So, you always go the speed limit. You're always, like, making sure you mind your manners and stuff. It almost made you a better person to have warrants if you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, your behavior.
It's not a bad thought.
Yeah, right.
Then time's a charm.
Let's all go get a warrant.
He's a good guy with six warrants. He is the most calm guy ever.
Sure.
Like, if I had six warrants, I would be hiding in a closet somewhere and asking someone to feed me pancakes underneath the door because I'd be so scared to go outside.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Paying a fine.
What kind of fine did you get?
A bad one.
Tell me what it was.
It was pawning something bad, I guess. Can I say that?
Okay, you pawned something? Did you steal this item? Or
no,
what happened?
And that's the whole point is this is not even my fault. Usually I do stuff bad, but this time I didn't. I didn't know.
Okay, well, tell me the story. Just tell me the story. The
story is just simply that I found something. I didn't, you know, I found it off the street, so I went and I pawned it, got the money, and now they're saying that, hey, you know.
It was stolen.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the law, finders keepers, losers weepers?
Right?
You can't use that in court?
No, you can get in trouble. No, and I told them exactly what I'm telling you, and I was like, hey, at least this time I really didn't mean to do nothing bad, you know?
So you keep saying this time. What else have you done that you should have gotten caught up for, maybe?
Oh, nothing. Just being a friendly person.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
All those friendship arrests.
Oh, man, I got a friend serving life in prison.
Yeah. I know, two nights. And, like, finders keep, like, what? I found this car. It was on the side of the road. Obviously, no one wanted it. I mean, it was just parked there. I mean, nobody wanted it.
Well, no, it wanted to be driven.
Yeah, exactly.
That woman did a great service. We salute you, lady. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.